This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out. Hello, listeners. Be advised, the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle. This episode contains violent situations that might not be appropriate for all listeners.
End of the line for you, Butch. Put the gun down.
Oh, please, Sheriff. I didn't mean for any of this trouble, please. You gotta believe me.
Well, should have thought of that before you killed what you killed.
Oh, Sheriff, how can we ever repay you?
Just kiss me, darling.
Stop! Don't touch him! Elijah!
Daddy!
Chad Taylor?
Missed the end of the movie, Noelle. They just caught the bad guy.
They usually do in those ones.
What's going on?
I found another one. Over Sand Shrew Road.
Never learn, do they?
You want me to come get you?
I got my ride.
Over here, Sheriff.
Easy, Connor. Easy, boy. Oh. You just sit here. I'll be right back.
Caught him trying to break into this bar here.
That's so. You a little thirsty from your journey there, friend?
¿Por qué viniste aquí?
Well, it's not Spanish.
Hasn't said a word the whole time.
Come on, Noel. You just ain't trying hard enough. Here, tie this rope around his waist nice and tight.
Yes, sir.
What?
Well, would you look at that? He can talk after all.
What are you doing?
Pal. You don't graduate straight from quiet to question asking. Not in Texas, anyway. Why don't we start with your name? Huh. You know much about horses? Well, that's Connor over there. He's an American quarter horse. They call him that because they run quarter miles. Real fast. Yeah, the end of that rope there is tied to Connor. Well, what do you suppose would happen if I shot this gun in the air right now?
Probably spook him a little.
Spook him real good's what it'd do. Take right off running. He'd come back to me eventually. What, because he's trained and because he loves me? Because I feed him. Who knows if you'd still be on the other end, though? So why don't we avoid all that unpleasantness and you tell me who helped you sneak into the great nation of Texas?
Dios, ayúdame.
What did he say?
He's praying.
God ain't here, son. Just me.
You think you have control? You don't have anything. With the power, go the people.
What did you say?
Where'd you hear that? Who the hell are you?
Elijah, knife! Elijah!
Shoot! Connor, no! There!
Are you okay?
I just got stabbed. What do you think? I thought you cuffed him.
All I had were zip ties. I thought they'd work.
Well, they didn't.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Connor, get back here!
What do we do with him?
I'll take care of it.
What did he mean? With the power go the people.
I have no idea.
Blackout Season 2 is presented by Sonos, starring Rami Malek and Asia Naomi King. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick.
The trip will mark the start of the first international tour of goodwill for Texas President Samuel Attitash. The president was criticized in British tabloids for his support of gun owner.
Sheriff Taylor, Natalie Simmons, Dallas Local 6. Do you have a comment about the allegations?
Excuse me, folks. I'm running late.
People are saying that you're carrying out extrajudicial executions at the border.
People can say what they want. Free country. Now it is, anyway.
But as sheriff, you have jurisdiction over border policies in Dallas and the East Territories. Don't you at least feel partially responsible?
I'm responsible for every crime that gets committed here, and for catching the bad guys who did them.
Do you hate the U.S. refugees seeking asylum in Texas?
I don't hate anyone. Look, when you go home at night, do you feel safe?
Are you threatening me?
Far from it.
Yes, I feel safe.
You know why that is? Because people like me are willing to do the things that are necessary to make that your reality. You wouldn't last one day in mine, sugar.
So the people calling you a criminal are wrong. You're actually the hero.
I'm just me.
Okay, thank you. Everyone, thanks. I appreciate the impromptu press conference. But that's enough questions for today.
Wait, Representative Lowe's, I
no,
just
thank
have
you. That's
one...
enough. What the hell was that?
Sorry, she got under my skin.
Do you want to explain that to the foreign dignitaries who are going to see it on the news? Or to the president? God, Elijah. I represent Dallas and the territories. Did you really drive all the way from Wascom to screw my day up?
I said I was sorry.
And I heard you. We are on the world stage now. We didn't ask for it, but here we are. And until America gets up and running again, we need to prove that we can handle our own.
I know.
Then stop the cowboy bullshit.
Okay.
Good. Because there's something else. I don't want you focusing on border jumpers anymore.
What are you talking about?
They're not a priority.
You know what they're capable of.
I know, Elijah, and I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
What's that?
A cassette tape.
I can see that. What's on it?
This message is for the governing members of the new nation of Texas. For the last 6 months, you have sat comfortably in your homes while the rest of America crumbled and starved and froze. You could have helped. Instead, you turned your backs on your neighbors, your countrymen. For that, you will pay. We're everywhere, and we won't stop. With the power, go the people.
You've heard that phrase before.
I don't recall.
Elijah. Marnie's listening.
I know it's what they said before they killed her. But this is just some crazy losers in their parents' basements.
Those crazy losers blew up a police station in McKinney last night. That's where we found the tape.
I found somebody this morning.
He said that.
Where is he? Seriously?
It was an accident. Sort of. Who are they?
That's your job.
Shiner's right here.
Bring me a shot of beam while you're at it.
Are you driving?
Who's the cop here?
You got it, officer.
Please, not my son, not my boy. Please, not him.
Where was your compassion for us, huh? When my daughter was freezing, when my wife was starving.
Daddy, please! Michael, stop!
With the power, go to people.
Hey. Hey, you're that sheriff, right? The one who wastes everybody hopping the border?
My brother lived in Baton Rouge. He tried to get in.
Hey, we're talking to you.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad your fame is gone. Now they don't have to see what kind of monster you become.
What was your brother's name?
Jacob.
I remember him. He cried like a little baby.
You son of a...
That's a good one. My turn now.
Hey, hey, knock it off!
Get out of here.
I know. I'm going, I'm going.
Excuse me, sir. Cemetery's closed for the night. Gonna have to come back tomorrow.
Never understood that, closing the cemetery. Not like I'm gonna wake anybody up.
Sorry, sir. Just past visiting hours.
What do they pay you here, son? Maybe 14, 15 bucks? That's not even Texas dollars either. I'll give you 100 right now if we go our separate ways.
Y'all have a fine night.
Hey, baby. It's me. I missed you today. I know you're probably pissed at me for all the dumb stuff I've been doing, but I know I said I was not picking fights. I hate my defense. You left me hanging down here, so it's kind of partly on you. Wish I could hold you again, honey. At least it was me, not you. It was fair. Connor, I need you to keep taking care of your mom up there. You hear me? You be good. Be strong. I'm gonna try and do better down here for the both of you. I don't know if I can, but I'm gonna try. But not tonight. No, I just want to be with y'all. All right? Just want to be with y'all.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Shift's over, pal. Y'all better scoot. Day guard's kind of a dick.
Sorry.
You gonna be all right to drive?
Hey, Connor. Atta boy.
Nobody will take good care of you while I was gone. Shh. It's okay. I'm home now. I'm home. Go ahead, Noelle. I'm here.
I'm down at that roadhouse again, where we found that guy yesterday.
What happened? You mean another one of our friends?
I think you should come down here.
Noelle, what'd you find? Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Satellite phones, radios. There's some gas generators back there.
And enough ammunition to make the Alamo look like a tea party.
I was curious why that guy was crossing this way yesterday. They usually try to get across farther south.
Guess we know why now. This is bigger than we think it is.
You want me to call it in?
I'll do it. You sure you didn't call anyone yet?
No, sir.
Bars can be. I haven't checked back there yet. We just got here. I know, Calvin. Just give me a second. I don't understand why this has to be a secret. But I can do it. I'm sure. With the power go the people.
That's what the other guy said.
I know.
What do you want to do?
Well, it definitely smells like a roadhouse bar.
Much better. So, what I miss?
Not much. I don't see a light switch.
Turn your safety off.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, maybe the bulbs are out.
They're trying to get the lights on.
Hang here with the breaker. Let's see what they do.
One drink. To celebrate our arrival? I mean, look, they got Dr. McGillicuddy's and Mad Dog 2020 under the bar.
That stuff really can survive an apocalypse after all. Okay, one drink.
That's the spirit.
What do we drink to? Our collective failure.
Hit it now.
Oh my God.
The lights are on.
The lights are on.
Welcome to Texas, y'all. Why don't you do me a favor and line up against that wall now? I didn't mean later, folks.
Rent.
Just do what he says. Sir, let us explain, please. We didn't know anyone was here. We just came a long way from...
somewhere other than Texas, which makes y'all trespassers. Question is, are you something else, too?
Mom, what was that? We heard...
Let's not do anything stupid now, kids.
Mom?
It's okay, honey.
I want the women and children over on this side, men right over here. You, I want to talk to special.
Danny? Why him?
Why him's what I mean to find out. Who you talking to in that bathroom earlier?
What?
No, you must be mistaken.
I know what I heard. With the power go the people, right?
You were listening?
Danny, what is he saying?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I think I have a pretty good idea. But why don't you explain it to me? You know what I say when people don't want to talk to me? That I just ain't trying hard enough. You kids, get over here. You gonna meet my horse?
Leave him alone.
I think you already know I'm not gonna do that. Noelle, come on out here, darling.
Yes, Sheriff.
These fine folks came to see our beautiful state. Let's show them our hospitality.
Yes, sir. Everybody, up against the wall.
You're a bastard, you know that?
I'm just me.
Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon and Asia Naomi King as Wren, with Idalia Valles as Noelle, Josh Holloway as the Sheriff Elijah, Christopher Backus as Danny, Chloe Brooks as Carla, Denny McAuliffe as Tyler, Samantha Rose Cardenas as Lana, Seychelle Gabrielle as Izzy, T.C. Carter as Hunter, Jane Taini as Lisa, Will Britton as White Hat and Local Number 2, Spencer Daniels as Black Hat, Joanna Sotomora as Damsel, Alexander Bedria as Luis, Bartender and Male Voice, Shaw Jones as News Anchor, Voice, and Night Guard, Amaris Davidson as Marnie and Natalie, Max Gale as Local Number 1, Benjamin Plasala as Connor. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Fred Berger. Co-executive producers Tara Roy and Fiona Smith. Produced by Tess Ryan, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, and Jack Friedman. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Original music and score by Jasper Van Dyke for SALT. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Matt Yoakum. Additional sound effects editing by Matt Sobel and Brett Francois. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Doring. Post coordinator, Rachel Ganover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Production assistants, Nathan Yan and Jerry Hu. Stock media provided by Pond5. Blackout is a Q-Code and Endeavor Content production.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.